At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
It's Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. We are continuing on in the saga that is the trial of Karen Reed. So today we're going to talk about a little bit of DNA evidence and cell phone data. And Michael Proctor, we're going to continue to talk a little bit about him. I've got a few things I can contribute that I found online about, I think it was a former governor. I'll have to look this up again. I didn't write it down, but somebody's very upset about what was revealed on the stand, thankfully.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not happy, but because this is a criminal trial, they're not making any comments at this time, but I'm pretty sure they've got a notebook of things that they need to get done once this trial is taken care of.
And number one on the list is fire him.
And I'm thinking so.
Then they also need to go through that whole training for everybody. Like, you cannot do this.
Yes, they do.
And I think most cops don't think they're personal phones. And maybe, I don't know if this was a personal phone or a police department issued phone, but they probably didn't, you know, I'm assuming Proctor never thought for a minute his phone would be searched.
Because
he's the cop. They're not going to search his phone. She's the suspect. He didn't do anything, but they did.
Exactly.
They found, and you know, it makes you wonder too, how many other cases would look like this had they looked at some of the investigative officers' phones. Because it's not usually done.
No, it's very true. I mean, I'm just mortified by it. I can't be the only one who's mortified by this.
I want
to believe the best. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, let's dive in. We're actually going to go to Michael Proctor. We're going to talk about, he had a theory of basically what this case was about. And I know Alan Jackson, the attorney, defense attorney yesterday, touched on it about, you had this in the bag like 16 hours after it happened. And this statement that Alan Jackson got out of Michael Proctor pretty much sums it up.
Time that you made those inexcusable and unprofessional comments. What did you believe the defendant had done to Mr. O'Keefe?
I believe, based on all the physical evidence and facts, Mr. O'Keefe got out of that vehicle holding that cocktail glass. He walked out of the waterfall bar with. Miss Reed pulled ahead and then backed into him, struck him with her vehicle, and then left.
So he kind of had an opinion already formed.
He already did. And I apologize. That was not the defense. Oh. That was prosecutor there. So my bad on that. But yeah, they pretty much decided that she had done it. Period. You know? So case closed. We got what we needed, right?
And you know, you hear that all the time. I watch a lot of Dateline type of shows, but there's a lot of cases where they really zero in on one suspect, and a lot of times for very good reason. And I could see why they zeroed in on Karen Reed. I definitely could. She showed up at the crime scene going, oh my God, did I hit him? Did I hit him? Or I hit him, or whatever it was she said. I see why they zeroed in on her. And I still think she had something to do with it. But this just doesn't look good, because you still, as an investigator, you have to keep an open mind that there could be other things.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's exactly it. Why don't we go to our next cut, where Michael Proctor is being questioned about his connection to the Albert family.
I did not know the McCabes. I don't know most of them, the Alberts, and I have little to no relationship with Chris and Julie.
That was a lie, wasn't it?
No, absolutely not.
You stand by that testimony?
Yes.
That you don't know the you at the time that you testified, that you didn't know the Alberts or any members of the Albert family?
They don't have relationships with them.
Right. My question is, you keep going back to relationships. I'm asking you, did you testify that you didn't know them?
Objection.
I'll let him have it. Do you understand the question, Trooper?
I knew Chris, Julie, and Colin.
10 days before Mr. O'Keefe's death, you were texting with your sister about whether Julie Albert might be available to babysit for your own son, correct?
Yes.
So in fact, your relationship with the Alberts was close enough that you would consider leaving your own child in the hands of Julie Albert as a babysitter, as a caregiver for your toddler, correct?
I wouldn't say close enough.
What would he say?
Right?
Okay, so now
you're
the
just
Alberts,
leave your child in the hands of somebody you don't know?
Now, is the Alberts, that's the house that he had been found at, correct?
Yes, it was Brian Albert's home in Canton.
So
where
he's
this all
saying
happened.
That he basically, at the beginning of that, says, I did not have a relationship with them. And he's like, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, did you know them? Because I get that. Mm-hmm. Like my neighbor across the street, I know them. I don't know much about them, but I know who they are. So I would be like, yeah, they're my neighbors. We don't hang out, but seem like nice people. They have two dogs. You know, I know them a little bit. But to say, no, you don't know them, but I did ask one of them to babysit my kids. that makes no sense.
No, it's really bizarre. It really, so you trust your kid with somebody you don't know is what you're saying.
Yeah, because I don't know these people, but I did ask them to babysit. I asked one of them to babysit. Because if you ask the one to babysit, I'm assuming that's a daughter, maybe, or a wife.
I think so.
I just don't get that. Then how, maybe if you would have said, like a dog walker, like, I don't know them, but that person, I asked that person to walk my dog because I found him on Rover.com. Now, I don't have a relationship with that person. Maybe you use that nanny website, whatever that one is, that you see advertised for babysitters, and you hired him that way. That's not what happened.
I mean, you actually texted somebody about having their either daughter or wife babysit. That's not how those apps work. So yeah, we're honing in on some things that are like, what? I don't think you're telling the truth here, but we'll continue on. So the courtroom heard from multiple forensic experts regarding DNA analysis. Andre Porto, a forensic scientist at the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab, performed DNA testing on several pieces of evidence. Porto testified that DNA from the passenger side taillight of Reed's SUV contained a mixture from three individuals, including O'Keefe. He said, when I compared it to O'Keefe's DNA profile, it was 510 non-nillion times more likely to be from O'Keefe than not. And Carol, you being the inquisitive nature that you have,
well, because I was like,
this up. Can you explain it?
I have never heard that term, non-nillion, no-nillion. I don't know for sure how you say it. And so I was like, what is that? I know what a billion is, but what's a no-nillion? So it's one followed by 30 zeros. So one, comma, O-O-O, comma, O-O-O, comma, O-O-O, 30. Like, that's basically, like, that's the DNA. I guess, I don't even know. If it's 510 times, how was that said again? 510, yeah, it was 510 non-nillion times. 510 non-nillion times. One non-nillion is one with 30 zeros. So that's pretty much like...
Times 510.
That is... I don't even know why you have to say that. Like, that was his DNA. But the part about it that confuses me, definitely his DNA was there, O'Keefe's, but it says contained a mixture from three individuals, including O'Keefe. Who are the other two?
That's a good question.
Why are they there?
Is it Michael Proctor's by chance?
Is it somebody is it somebody that was at the grocery store and wiped up against her car somehow with the hand? I don't, you know.
It could be. I mean, how many times, especially, you know, if it's icy and you slip and you, you know, hit somebody's car, touch them. Yeah, you could have DNA. We leave DNA everywhere we go.
So
now, is that likely to have happened? You might be wearing gloves. I don't know. But it does leave some doubt there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really does. They continue on saying that hair found on the SUV's rear panel did not have sufficient human DNA for conclusive testing, and a piece of glass from Reed's car bumper and samples from a broken drinking glass at the scene did not yield definitive DNA profiles. Now, Tess Chart, a forensic DNA analyst specializing in mitochondrial DNA at Bode Technology, or Bode, provided some additional insight. She tested hair on the SUV, comparing it to O'Keefe's mitochondrial DNA. And she said, actually, why don't we go to the clip of her saying it? Because I think she says almost this exact thing that I'm about to read.
Profile from the extract that you received as far as EO2, from the passenger side taillight of the vehicle. What, if anything, were you able to determine based on your analysis and SDR processing of that?
Yes, so we determined that it was consistent with a mixture of three individuals, including at least one male contributor. So in this case, when comparing the John O'Keefe profile, assuming a mixture of three individuals, it is at least 740 non-nillion times more likely to be observed if it originated from John O'Keefe and two unknown unrelated individuals than if from three unknown unrelated individuals.
The mitochondrial DNA profile that was obtained from the sample, the hair sample, was consistent with the mitochondrial DNA profile obtained from John O'Keefe. So therefore, John O'Keefe cannot be excluded as a possible contributor of that hair.
So the first voice that you heard there was Nicholas Bradford. He is also a DNA analyst as well. So we heard from two there that pretty much stated that most likely was John O'Keefe's DNA.
You know, and I think the problem they're going to have is that I don't think it would be a surprise if his DNA was on her car. Now, because I think that's Alan Jackson could take that information and say, but that's his girlfriend's car. Would it be that unusual that his DNA would be on the car? I think they're going to run into that.
And, you know, this is something that I mentioned before we started recording was you know, it wouldn't be that weird for her boyfriend's DNA to be on her car, because what if her taillight wasn't working right and he thought he could fix it? Taillight assemblies are difficult to deal with, but maybe he knew something about it and was messing around with it. Like, oh, let me look and see if I can do something. Mm-hmm. His DNA is going to end up there.
Right. And it stays for a long time.
We have no idea. Yeah, absolutely. We have no idea how this could work. So it's just, there's so many different parts to this whole thing. And continuing on, State Police Detective Lieutenant Brian Tully, he testified on cell phone data location, illustrating that Karen Reed's movements on the night of John O'Keefe's death. It's interesting because, boy, they've got her tracked. They talked about, while exact locations couldn't be determined, general areas were identified based on cell phone antenna connections. We've talked an awful lot in following some cases about cell phones pinging from towers. Brian Koberger is one of those cases, mm-hmm. where, you know, you have your cell phone with you. It's tracking you, kids. Don't sit and think that you're not going to get away. I mean, that you're going to get away with something. If you've got your cell phone with you, leave it at home. If you're going to go do something, don't bring your phone with you.
Take your burner.
There's your advice. That too. Exactly. So between 12:33 a.m. and 6:03 a.m., Reed's cell phone record showed a whopping 53 phone calls made to John O'Keefe's cell phone. And we'll go to Brian Tully on the stand talking about all of this information.
Prior to those 4:45 a.m. phone calls, were there other phone calls that the defendant placed?
Yes.
And to whom did she place those calls, and about what time?
Starting at 12:33 a.m. to 6:03 a.m., there were 53 phone calls from Ms. Reed to a phone number associated with John O'Keefe.
And in addition to those phone calls to Mr. O'Keefe's phone, what, if any, other calls did the defendant make prior to those 4:45 a.m. calls?
There were phone calls to her family members, to Jennifer McCabe, Carrie Roberts, Cameranos.
So do you think that's suspicious that there was 53 phone calls made to him in 6 hours? Not even like 5.5?
I do. And here's what I think is weird. First of all, it shows like something was up. But if you thought you killed him, why are you calling him?
Well, and because I have two thoughts on this. One is you would be calling him going, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Yeah.
The other thought that I have is that more obsessive thought that we all get. We've all been in a relationship before where, not everybody, I guess, but a lot of us have been in a relationship before, yeah. where we really didn't trust that person, or it's like, he must have gone, you know, he's with at another woman's house or something. Or where is he? Why isn't he answering the phone? So she's obsessively dialing his phone, because in 5.5 hours, she's calling him 10 times an hour. So every 6 minutes, she's calling him. And so
she leaving voicemails at this point? I think she is.
You know, it's like, pick up, pick up, pick up. I'm so worried about you. But then if she thinks she might have killed him, because she does eventually go back to the scene, why wouldn't she have gone back to the scene then if she felt like maybe he was dead or knocked unconscious? I think you or I, anybody would, we'd be like, oh my God, when I hit him, if she really knows that she did I knock him out? You would get in your car and drive back there. Even though she was intoxicated, she drove her drunk ass home. So
I've driven back to a parking lot to see if I dumped something out of my purse when it fell out by accident. So if you're concerned about your significant other being possibly injured somewhere, you're going to get in your car and go drive. You just are. I know there's a snowstorm, but we've all like gone, did I leave my such and such somewhere, and we've driven back to go look.
I mean, one time I went to get gas in my car in a snowstorm, deep snow, and I was with my mom, and she had her car, so I'm helping her put gas in her car. I'm putting gas in my car, and then I got distracted. I left, And I did that. I did not put the gas thing back in. I pulled it out, that whole nozzle thing. It came out. And I'm driving down the street, and I got to the hotel, and I saw it. Like, I didn't hear it. I didn't know I had done it because there was so much snow on the ground that it's crunching. And I did not hear at all that I had pulled that nozzle out. And I didn't hear it on my car because of all of the sound of the snow and the deep snow that I'm driving through. And I'm so freaked out about driving through the deep snow that I did take it back, and it cost me $250, just so you know.
No.
But I'm honest. And I'm like, you know what? I got to go back and fess up. Here it is. This is what I did. And so I did that. But I could see in deep snow, and if you've got a radio on or something in there on top of it, that you might have, because you also might have hit something, but you think, oh, I just drove over the curb, because you can't see the curb.
Maybe, or you're drunk.
All of the above. So I also see how she might have hit him and not ever known she did.
Absolutely.
I could also see how she might have intentionally done it and said, it's what you deserve, asshole. And she just drove off and left him. Get up and go in the house. So I could see this a number of different ways. And so when this trial started, I was only seeing it one way. Now I'm kind of like, I could see that maybe she didn't know she did it. Or maybe she didn't do it. They've definitely muddied those waters.
They did. And what they're really, at least what the defense is going for, is that this was a setup to make her take the fall for this. That we don't know what happened to him. He died. And they're trying to pin it on her because he was at a cop's house and something happened and he died. So that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to, at least that's what the defense is trying to paint the picture of, is that she is being framed for this. So that's the route they're taking. And I've heard some rumblings that the prosecution may wrap up their side of the case, either possibly this week coming. We'll see how this goes. I think we'll wrap our piece here because I'm just as confused as you are. I don't know where this is going to go. I'm now extremely enthralled by it, and I guess we'll just see what time does.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only. Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.